be good. That should
that
be
should
fine.
Be good. Nice.
Nice.
Lovely stuff.
Well, Ben, here we are on the 21st of December, 2020.
Yep.
Unfortunately, on Discord rather than being together, which sucks, but tier 4 restrictions and that, you know, we just thought play it safe. So that's what we're doing.
Not Pog.
Not Pog, but I'm here wearing a Christmas jumper.
I'm still supporting Stereo Cube.
Ben's still supporting Stereo Cube. I've got alcohol.
So do I. Got a little Gordon's Pink Gin.
Ooh,
pre-mixed.
The pre-mixed ones. They're really nice. They're good.
They are pretty good.
I've also got a litre of Bailey's.
Oh, God. I
have a small
Inferno.
Inferno.
Blonde ale.
Blonde ale.
Very nice.
Sounds
sponsor.
Nice. I'd love to be sponsored by a type of alcohol. I think that'd be great. We don't have a plan for this one. We just thought it'd be nice.
I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, we just thought it'd be nice to just do a little Christmas ep. It's nice, relax, you know. Just want to address a small elephant in the room, which it's not an elephant in the room at all. It's just funny because Andy hasn't posted it on his story. You know, it's up to him. It's his discretion, but pissed off.
Yeah.
I said
to him multiple times last night and his, I should do that.
It's whatever, you know. It's just one of those things. It's just Andy being Andy. I don't mind. So, what were we going to do? We were going to do like an IRL app, which would have been really fucking cool. Would have been sat next to each other doing this,
basically.
With my Christmas
tree in the background.
Yeah.
Some fire on in the log burner.
Would have been really,
really
cool.
Nice.
We would have watched Knives Out, a Christmas film. Yeah.
Yep.
But we're on Discord. We did come off a nice little hot streak of CSGO games. Proud of us.
Yep. Very good. Very fun.
Proud of us a lot.
Still not silver free?
Nope, neither. But this win streak, we might one day get there.
We might. Mm. Fingers crossed.
So, Christmas. Let's talk Christmas, Ben.
Yes, let's talk Christmas.
Let's talk this Christmas, because obviously COVID's that's pretty shit. Do you normally see like loads of family for Christmas?
Not loads, but normally we have my cousins and aunt come down from York, or the York area. They come down and stay with us. And we just get drunk a lot.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. It's good family all day.
Last few years, it's sort of been me working a few days leading up to it. Christmas is always stressful because everyone has to stay in my room because I've got the biggest room.
Nice.
So yeah, Christmas is normally good. This year it's going to be different.
It's a bit different. Yeah.
How different is your Christmas this year to what it would be?
Pretty much unchanged, to be honest. Usually, like back in day when like all of our relatives were either alive and or in the country, we would like maybe my grandparents would come in from my mum's side. They would like stay with us for like. They would come on Christmas Day and then go back home. Then we'd see the cousins probably like day after Boxing Day into the 27th, swap Christmas presents with them. Then that's usually it. The past couple years, we haven't seen my mum's grandparents because they live in France. So fair enough. Why would they want to come here? They live in the south of France. Mm. Lovely. We saw my dad's parents on the 27th, 28th, and that's about it. That's about as far as we've gone. This year, we're doing nothing. We're doing none of that. In fact, I'm going back to Bournemouth on the 27th. So,
rush, rush, rush.
Yeah, I'm just fucking chilling. Honestly, it's pretty chilling. Like, to be honest, I understand what Christmas is very like. It can be a very stressful holiday, especially if you have like loads of family
definitely.
Coming and going on different days. You want to like make sure everyone's good, make sure everyone's got presents, cards, etc., etc. My family, it's a pretty chill holiday. Like, it's just kind of getting presents for the family and then do a little swap on the day, have food, and then just fucking mong
out. Yeah, that's the big thing, the food.
Yeah.
The food is the big thing. Like, there's got to be tons of snacking food. You have a nice meal. I'm not all big for Christmas dinner. I'm not a massive, like, oh, I swear by this is the ritual of Christmas Day. Like, it's nice. Not a massive turkey fan. This year, I think we're having gammon.
Nice. Gammon's
which is nice.
Choice,
I love gammon, yeah, so having that. But to be honest, Christmas Day, chocolate in the morning, because Christmas. Then start on the Bucks Fizz as soon as possible.
Yeah, I was going to say.
And then by the time dinner runs around, I can't sit on my chair properly. And for the last three, four years, I think, we've had like a tradition of doing Friendmas. So a friend of mine, Emily, usually has people over to her house. So a lot of us meet up and we go there. Nice. We have some more drinks. We have a sit around. One year I made mulled wine. I then found, I'd been hyping up the mulled wine for ages. No one wanted any. So I pretty much had all of it. And then the rest of the night, there's plenty of videos of me wrapped around a toilet bowl, throwing up, talking about Jedi. Because the Jedi is who came to visit me and revive me from this mulled wine experience. But
I believe
Friendmas won't be happening this year.
No, unfortunately not.
Tier that 4 sucks. Has changed plans. It does suck. But next year.
Yeah, next year, hopefully, things will be kind of like back to normal, I guess.
I hope. I don't believe in God unless COVID goes in the next 5 minutes. Then he might be real.
I'm on, same side, Ben, same side. What do you remember, like, best Christmas present you ever received?
Yes.
Like, one that just, like, changed everything.
So, I've always been a Lego fan. I love Lego. I have this, a Lego Deagle that I made years ago.
Lego, like, it just pulls here. Out a fucking Deagle.
Yeah. It's not real. It's not real, obviously. Can't kill anyone with that. But I've loved Lego. Always loved Lego. I've got Star Wars Lego on my windowsill behind me. I've got like a Star Wars ship up there that I built like 3 years ago. And one year, it was part of the... Do you remember the Mars... like or the Lunar Discovery? Or it was like Mars Quest or something like that.
I don't.
A series of space-themed Lego pieces where there was like spacemen and then these green aliens.
Right.
And the green aliens would have some like really cool black ships, and then the Mars team would have white and orange, and it was like this tank, and you had the tank tracks, and you built like these triangular shaped tracks, and it had a big cockpit on the top, and these spinning wheel things that would like spin on the front and collect rocks, and then it had like a experimentation bed on the back with a green alien in it. But the cockpit was a drop ship, so it could just be like an escape pod and it'd fly away. Damn. And I remember getting that, spending the rest of Christmas Day. I don't think I opened the rest of my presents.
Damn.
I spent the next like hour or so building this thing and then driving it around my living room. And then I remember my mum sort of going, we've got loads of people coming over today, because this year we'd had decided to have like multiple other families come down later in the evening. So we had our normal family there before. And I was like, okay, well, I can show them. And she was like, no, hide it, because everyone wants that, and that will get broken. I was like, no, it's fine.
Oh, God.
One friend of mine, I won't name them. They may, if they watch this, they may remember. We both love our Lego. I did steal some of his Lego from his house many a time. So if he does watch this, he does know who he is. He came in, and I showed him. I was like, look at this, what I got. Look how cool I am. And it fell apart. He he picked up. He went, did it fly? Picked it up. It dropped. Fell into pieces.
Oh.
And swiftly, his neck was snapped. And that problem was over.
There we go. Damn, dude. How old were you when...
Oh, God. I'd say around 8, 9 ish. I think it was sort of the later years of primary school.
Nice.
Around then.
I want to say, present which like changed everything, was my camera, which I got. How old am I? 21. When did I get it? 17, maybe 17, 18, something like that. My dad got me a camera, and then boom, what do you know? I take photos and do film, and that's about it.
It makes sense.
It does make sense. I have the camera tattooed on me as well, so there's that.
Yes.
Yeah. So.
I do not have a Lego tattoo yet.
Yes, that's a cool tattoo though.
I will do it.
Like, Lego is never gonna die.
No.
It's impossible. It's impossible for Lego to die.
Like, why would you get your granddad tattoo when you get Lego?
Exactly.
Lego won't die.
Lego won't die. Your granddad will.
Yeah. Mm. Preach it. I'll drink to that.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Ugh.
What would you do? What is your normal plan on a Christmas Eve? Do you go anywhere? Do you do anything?
Are you talking about like the whole... Oh, on Christmas... Oh, are you saying on Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve. Like, is there a yearly thing that you would do just on Christmas Eve?
No, I wouldn't... Not on Christmas Eve. We used to do NORAD Track Santa. Did you ever do that? Did you ever do NORAD Track Santa?
No idea.
No! Oh my god, dude. You just weren't part of the elite crew who like...
Wait,
you,
oh, what? On the... Know,
yeah, you
the
go to
website.
Like, yeah,
the
website.
Yeah, no, yeah. Like, the live
flight.
Feed.
Yeah, dude. We'd used to do that like every single time without fail, which was fun. But then you kind of realize that it goes to the same place in the same order. And honestly, it's the same website. It never changes. So, yeah. I don't know. Obviously, Santa's real. And all
Santa
that.
Is real.
He is.
I've met him.
He left footprints in my house once. And I thought, what a lazy bastard. Couldn't even like take his boots off.
Is it? Oh, I need to say what I did. I do on Christmas Eve. Then I'll get to meeting Santa.
Okay.
We after I think for about 6 years in a row, we made it a tradition to go see a film on Christmas Eve. We would go to the cinema. Oh,
that's nice.
And for a fair few years, it was the Star Wars films. When The Force Awakens came out, I'd been to the midnight launch anyway with Dan.
Yeah.
And a load of our friends from school went to see that. A year later, it was Rogue One came out. And I believe I saw that on Christmas Eve with my family. Then a year later, it was The Last Jedi. Yeah. Then saw that. Then it was Han the year after. And then I think last year, we didn't go. For some reason.
Damn.
I can't remember why, but we made that a tradition, and I'd like to carry that on once we can.
True.
But Marvel films.
It's a good idea. I think the only thing close to a tradition that like my family does is actually on Christmas Day, where like after having Christmas dinner, we would always have like loads of scratch cards like between us. Like my mum.
Scratch cards?
Yeah, my mum would pay like £50, get like 50 quid's worth of different scratch cards, and then she'd just go, everyone gets a few, like if you win, like that's fucking go, like that, and that's it.
It would be whoever wins it keeps it.
I think as a whole it's more like depending on the amount, like
right.
if it's like, you know, if you win like 20 quid, 50 quid, it's just whoever got it. If it's like 100,
but if you hit the jackpot,
yeah. If you get big, it's kind of like an understanding that we'll kind of divvy it up somewhat, which is I'm okay with that, to be honest.
Yeah, that's. I mean, you didn't have it before,
yeah.
So what are you losing?
Like, we've made a loss like pretty much every year. I think I want to say like maybe last year or the year before, I won £11 from the scratch cards that I did. And so then I went and cashed him in. So technically to me it's £11 profit, but to my mum it's more like she lost 50 quid and then just didn't get £11 back. So that's as close to a tradition as we have. We've only been doing it for like maybe the past like 4 or 5 years, not even. But
So a tradition that most people have is leaving out a drink and a snack for Father Christmas.
No.
You don't do that.
Well, when we were kids.
Because, yeah, when we were kids, we did it. But what would you leave out?
We would leave out like chocolate biscuits and a Foster's.
See, we are on the same line. Yeah, we would leave out wine or beer. Wine or beer. Whoever, pretty much whoever parent wanted it.
Yeah, yeah.
But Santa's real.
Santa's real.
And we'd all, because every year I've spoke to you about this the other day, we make our traditional Finnish biscuits, pipakaku. And we'd leave some of them out, and a beer or wine, or I think one, or slow gin, something like that. Yeah. And it was only till a few years after I'd found out that Father Christmas isn't real, but he is real.
He is.
He is real. Once I realised, oh, that's why we put alcohol out and everyone else puts milk. Everyone else puts a glass of milk out.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, well, that's weird. Beer. Why are you not putting beer out?
I'm pretty sure we also left out, like, carrots.
Yeah, we did the carrot as well.
I think the carrots got fed to my dogs, I want to say.
I can just picture my dad crawling outside with a carrot. I think one year as well, they Santa left some pixie dust, like some magic dust around the house. Which was great because that pixie dust stayed there for the rest of the year because we couldn't get out the carpet. So what a great idea Santa had buying that.
Santa's a bit of a fucking vandal, to be honest. That's what we've learned. Yeah, he drives while under the influence. He's a vandal.
And we used to pretend to leave a key, or not, my mum and dad would pretend to leave a key out ready for Santa to come in the front door because we have a log burner, not a chimney. Yeah. So we, we'll leave the key out there.
That's big brain.
That is big brain. It's great.
I think in a similar vein, I think, because we have a chimney and it was like a traditional fireplace, so it made sense.
Mm.
But then we got like this gas fire, and I was like, Santa can't go through there.
Yeah, how's he gonna get in?
And then now we've got a log burner, so the chimney is like this, so I don't know how Santa's getting his fat ass down there.
No, what we should have done is set up a trap for him, put a mince pie in the log burner with loads of fuel ready and fire lighters, and when he comes down you can just see him through the glass. Bye, bitch.
He's like fucking
light it up.
Let me
like that scene, was it, that scene in Saw 2 where the guy gets burnt alive in the furnace. It's like Santa's cooking.
I can't believe that.
He knows when you're sleeping, and Santa knows he's sleeping.
Santa's forever. He's a fucking nonce, mate, honestly. Nah, no slander.
That was it.
He's not.
Meet him.
He's not a paedophile. Yes. How did you meet
him? So I went to Lapland in Finland.
Oh, yes.
Years ago. With me, my mum, my dad, and my brother. We were quite young. It was with another family as well. We had this amazing chalet with it was like a catered chalet with lovely wooden rooms. There was like a wooden bed on this balcony just right in the middle of the place, but it was so nice, you could overlook everything. Really cool, really cold. And we did a husky sled ride, so there was like a run that you'd go down, and these huskies would pull the sled for you. Which was great because they were pooing all the way, and because it was that cold, the poo would freeze instantly and bounce towards said sleigh that we were all sat in. So that was great fun.
That sounds intense.
And then once it was done, we went to this little tent and we queued up. We went and we met Santa, or what the Finnish call Santa, which I cannot remember the name. And he had a brown beard, long brown hair, like a brown outfit.
Yeah.
Which is more like the traditional, like Saint Nick. And he went in there and he, like, I guess you could call it a baptism. He basically said, when we die, we will turn into reindeers. Because he took he had a juvenile reindeer like antler from Rudolph himself. And he curled it around your nose and then put a small amount of charcoal on your nose and said, yeah, when you die, you'll reincarnate as like a reindeer and you'll get to... It sounds like a horror film.
Yeah, it doesn't sound real.
No, it's horrible when I look back on it. But at the time, I was thinking, this is great. I guess pull the sleigh one day. And, yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Basically, I've become Santa's bitch.
Mm.
Which sounds like a great, great time. Anything to get closer to Mrs. Course, eh?
Damn right. damn straight.
Damn straight.
Oh, God, this is not like my other chair at college. College? Uni? Ugh. Being at home is fucking weird, mate.
Yeah, I bet it is.
Yeah. I just, like, I mean, I say it so many times. I feel bad for saying it this often, but, like, I just want to go back to uni. Like, I like living alone. You know, people, like, people at uni fucking love going home. You know, take Will, for example. He will take every opportunity to go back to Manchester. Elliot, he can't stay. I don't know, but he doesn't feel like he should stay in the house for a set period of time, like a long period of time. He will go home.
He comes home regularly.
Yeah. But that's not me. I'm the opposite. I'm the absolute opposite. I want to, like, get as far away from my family. Not in, like, a bad way. I just want to fucking...
No,
no. I just fucking want to, like, leave. Do my own
thing.
Being
away from your family, especially, not so much friends, but when you're away from family, when you do see them, the time you see them is so much nicer.
Yeah, I think yeah. Yeah. Normally, yes. This particular scenario for me is no, because obviously I came back.
And they're not here.
Yeah, they went to Spain. So I've been hanging out with my brother and sister, but... I mean, I just spend most of my time in my room, and so does my sister. Well, she's in her room, and then my brother, he fucks off to his own room. He just gets stoned all the time. Do you know, Ben, and this is a great story. Honestly, fuck it, I don't even care. So, the other day, made brownies, right? Made some bloody lovely edibles, right? The amount of money in terms of weed that we put in was about £90 to £100 worth. That's what my brother said, right? Which is an insane amount. Number one, for me, because I don't fucking, I don't smoke every day, I don't have an edible every day, so the edibles that I made have been with £40 worth, and they fucking do me, like they, do, like when we play Minecraft, and like back at uni, I was gone, listening to C418, mate, I was in a fucking trance, that was it was game over, I just like would sit down and watch a thing, go to sleep, but here, I have one of those, and I said to you earlier, like, time just was a thing of the past. I don't know, I was eating pizza, and then the next thing I know...
Transcended.
I just wake up, and it's 3 a.m, and I'm like, where the fuck, what happened to, like, what did I do? But this is what pisses me off, this pisses me off, right, okay? So my brother, he smokes regularly. It's his thing, I don't mind. Like, none of our family minds, it's all good. Obviously, it's against the law, so don't do it. But he does, which, and, you know, that's fine. He's chilling. He's happier. But then, with the edibles, he doesn't, this is how I put it, he doesn't respect the edible, right?
Right.
Everyone knows that edibles will just knock you the fuck out. They will knock you on your ass. They don't care who you are. So, like, you know, you'll have one, and you may think, it's not hit me. And then, just like that, you're fucked. You're gone. You're out of this world.
Mm.
My brother has 2 or 3 brownies at once. And I am like, you do not need to do that. And he's like, no, it makes the high better. And I'm like, no, you fucking clown. What you're doing is basically wasting the weed that you paid for. Like, that's just unnecessary. And I said, it's even more unnecessary because he fucking smokes throughout the day. Like, he'll wake up at, say, 11. He'll, like, have... Yeah, I don't know. I say a joint, but, like, he puts in his pipe, so it's less. Then, come, like, 5 p.m., 6 p.m., he's having, like, 3 brownies. I'm like, bro, you don't... That's just unnecessary. It's just... I don't know. I find it weird.
Then is that because of his tolerance as well?
I said this, but the thing is, though, no matter your tolerance, like, £80 worth in a brownie, that's still going to put you places. I feel like he just doesn't let it... He doesn't let it go. Like, if you have 2 or 3, I reckon... Like, yeah, the high is, like, hella high. But if you have 1 and then you just sit down and an hour and a half in, you will feel still just as stoned. And he could make it last, like, 2, 3, 4 more days instead of having 2 or 3 at a time, which I find just fucking horrendous.
But when... So when you have like a lot of a certain thing, your care for it goes down.
Okay, but here's the other thing. He wants to give up smoking, right? So he doesn't want to smoke weed anymore. Like, come New Year, he doesn't want to smoke it, which means he will be doing edibles. He'll, like, find fucking dabs. Any other way to not to get the high, he will do. That is not putting something in your lungs, which is great. You know, good for him, I guess. It's always good to not put things in your lungs. But then it's still, like, it will become a case of, like, the highs are different, you know? Like, an edible versus a joint is, like, it's night and day. One is, like, I always have this, like, thought of like, having an edible and then going on a walk, right? Because I think that would be hilarious. But then whenever I have an edible and I don't go out on a walk, I'm like, I would just get lost. My legs would stop working, like, out on a walk. I just want to sit down. And I just wouldn't be able to do it. But, like, how is he going to give up smoking? Like, he can't just be knocked out all day. That's just ridiculous.
And it's bad, very bad for you.
Yeah, there's a load of problems with, like, doing it. Like, specifically edibles as well. Like, a lot, which is ridiculous. It's not ridiculous. I just mean, like, it's just one of those annoying things, you know. Can't do too much of one thing, especially when it comes to, like, drugs and shit. Because that's just... it just damage you in a way. Oh, fuck.
But then the same with things that aren't like that.
Yeah, of course. Like, you've got to have everything in moderation, you know?
Yeah.
Because, like, even though you can get, like, people addicted to the gym, I think, like, making the gym your life, I don't know, it would destroy other aspects of you, necessarily. Like, you know, but I'm not one to say anything. I don't fucking go to the gym.
No.
No, so...
Can I'm you sure. tell?
I'm wearing a jumper. That one is so much higher up than I thought it was.
Yeah, well, I had to be smart about it because when my arm's down, that's pressed against here, so you can't see it. Because I don't want to lean forward and then it be visible. Look, even like that, I have to get it all the way up to here to see even almost all of it. I'm being smart about it. Obviously, it's profanity. It says the F word on my arm.
I honestly think that's so funny. So I've got to be a bit smart about it. I want to ask your opinion. This is not Christmas related. Honestly...
No, we've tangented. We said we were going to talk about whatever we want. We're talking about whatever we want. Everyone. Welcome to whatever we want.
This is kind of the whole thing with Bentley Talks, though. It is just what we're feeling at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the whole point.
I wanted to ask you your opinion of a few tattoo ideas because I've added a few of them. Like I've told you all of my tattoo ideas before, but I'm not expecting you to fucking remember what they are because they're all pretty fucking shit.
I remember none of them.
Yeah. So.
No, I probably remember some.
I'll say my favorites. These are the ones that like I will get next. Like when I get money, these are the ones that are going to happen, matter what. So I want
no cap.
No cap. I definitely want. A bush broccoli that's smoking a tender stem broccoli.
Okay. I like the sound of it.
Yeah.
If it's X, is it going to be colour?
Yeah, no, these are all colour. Okay. They're always going to be colour. I'm a fan of colour. I'm not traditional in that sense. Then I've got... this one I think is funny, right? But I don't think anyone else will ever find it funny. They'll just go like, what the fuck is wrong with you? I want to get just the word insulin tattooed on me.
I like that.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, okay. So you know when people get like fucking quotes tattooed on them, they go like, here.
Proper script. Script writing.
I just want to get like insulin right across my, or it'd be above my heart. So like.
Yes, I finally have it.
In fact, no, right, wherever the pancreas is in my body, I'll just fucking get insulin. And I'll just put a cross.
I don't think they can tattoo your pancreas.
No, I know that, but like roughly, I could. Anyway, that's my second idea. I've got like 18, but I'm not gonna fucking read them all. Then, I like this one, right? It's a trolley with a cartoon T-Rex who can't reach it. He's angry that he can't.
I'm not so enthusiastic about that one.
Why?
I'm not
gonna lie. One sounds hilarious.
See, I'm gonna hold this up to the camera. Because this is one of the ones that I will get. It's Bart as a gummy bear. And
yeah, that's amazing.
To mirror that, that'll be somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it probably on my arm again because I like the idea of small things, and this will be joining them.
Oh, I like that
joining
one.
Him as well.
I like that one
a lot. The little dunce wizard cap.
What other ones?
There's plenty of ideas. I like the idea of this going around my arm.
Just in black.
Line
just
work. Line work, no shading, no
filling.
I
don't know how I feel about ones that like wrap around.
Like, one of my friends, Will, has just got some barbed wire done around his forearm, and I've loved that idea. I've thought about getting barbed wire done. His looks amazing. Done by Thomas Hearn, in Township in Risborough, who's done my Manny, my Fuck, the Kirby one.
To get those done. Are you telling me that guy's in Risborough?
The guy in Risborough had done my little ones. The big ones on my chest, like the moths, and the bird, and the snake, they were done in London by Alvaro Grozny.
Very cool.
After he's got his barbed wire, I really, really like the idea of it wrapping around. But the problem there is, I've got forearms done already.
Yeah.
Which makes it difficult. So
could you like
on the right arm, I've got the small stuff up here. So the only real place I've got is lower bicep on the left. But then I've already got fire there. Either that or I get done right round in line with my nipples. Mind you, then it would overlap the snake and the moss.
Look, man, maybe you need to reconsider. Go around your neck, bro.
No, I'm just going to get the cut here. Line and the scissors.
For real? Are you going to get that?
No. I am going to get this, though.
That's cool.
Oh, I like that a lot. It is. It's a citrus of some kind.
It's a citrus.
And I don't know where, though.
It's funny the different vibes in tattoos ideas that we have.
Mm.
Like, I've got just a...
See, I'm not a fan of colour. Personally,
yeah.
I like colour, but only if it's two-tone. I like major black... And if you're going to tone it with red, brilliant. Or white, fine. But if you're going to... Like, I've got one tattoo in colour. And I'm going to get it shaded over in black.
Damn, bro.
It healed horribly. So it's really faded already. So I'm going to get it re-inked and done shaded black.
Yeah, the thing is, I would always... See, it's funny because I would be the opposite. Like, I would get a black and white tattoo. Or just a, you know... And then I'd go, actually... kind of want it in colour, you know, and I get it coloured in. I like our differences, though. Like, I want to get a jar of pickles tattooed on me.
I want a dustbin.
That's fucking funny. Like, I love that.
I also thought about the other day, I was spraying the dining table, and I was cleaning it, and I looked at the shape of the spray bottle, and I thought, I love a spray bottle.
I see. Again, that's fucking cool, man. Oh,
the one thing that I'm really enthusiastic about for the future is a big back piece.
Yeah,
I haven't got anything on my back so far, and I've been waiting. There's a couple artists that I'm looking at. One called Mike, M-A-I-C, at Sang Blue in London, and another guy in the same place called Ant Hilda. I think it's pronounced that. And they do real, like, amazing drawings. Mike does real thick lines, and then Ant Hilda does a magnificent drawing, but then puts some sort of cryptic symbol, thick black lines over it. I'll show you afterwards, but it's amazing, and I love the idea. I really like the idea, you know, like a traditional marble pillar, like the ones that would hold up, like, the Pantheon or something like that. Mm. Just that down my back.
That's kind of lit.
But I don't know.
Think it's funny. I think tattoos are funny because obviously, like, we clearly have different styles. Like, when it comes to small tattoos, I feel like we're very similar. Like, you just get something that's funny, that's small. But then when it comes to, like, your, like, main tattoos, we clearly have, like, differing opinions of what... But that's what I fucking love. Because those tattoos to you are fucking sick. And that's why you want them on your body. I mean, that makes sense. And I want, like, colourful bullshit... on my arm, because I think it's funny, and I think it shows off, like, who I am. Like, I am the fucking...
Exactly. Tattoos express yourself. They don't have to have a meaning. It doesn't have to honour
if they have a
past
meaning,
loved one.
I'm glad.
That,
if it
you can do that,
I'm going to go,
yeah.
That's awesome. I'm glad you have, like, that's fucking cool. It suits you.
Currently, none of my tattoos have any meaning to me whatsoever.
Really?
I past
say,
the
surely,
point.
Surely, like, the you've got, like, a bird or... Do you have a moth? I swear you have a moth.
I have the moths, yeah.
Yeah, the moth. I
moths.
That's, that means something to you because you like... You like know all
the
about.
Moths having sex.
That's fucking amazing, dude.
But at the same time, like, yes, I was interested in bugs, but that's not the meaning behind it. That's just something I think is cool and it sums me up. Wow. Same with the ants. Like, the ants are bugs. The beetle is a bug. But
yeah,
I'm not getting it to be like, oh, I'm honouring my past self, because I still think they're cool.
Yeah.
And I think these tattoos are cool.
I think
I got a bloody light bulb.
I think
cause that's
can
a bright
apply
idea.
Meaning to every tattoo. I think
if I tried, I could.
We got...
Apart from maybe Manny.
I am diabetic number one.
Yeah.
Camera number two makes sense. I'm a photographer. Good for me. Then, what was next? I think it was peace, love, and positivity. Logic. I listened to Logic when I was hella depressed. Then I got Rat Pack again. That's a Logic one. When I was fucking really sad. Then I got this little astronaut bro and his little spaceship, which kind of need redoing. And then I got the Earth as well. They're all like easy life, kind of like related-ish. And then I got foreign text. I can't turn my arm that way. Foreign text means a lot to me.
I like that one.
Yeah,
that's one of my favorites.
Yeah, I think it is my favorite still. And then what else? What, anything on my? No. Then I've got bloody WASD on my middle finger because I'm a gamer. Gamer nation. And then I got a Minecraft rose on my hand because I like Minecraft and every guy gets a rose tattoo. It has been said. You don't. You should get one.
I might get a daffodil because they make me pee.
Fair. And then, and then this one, which is usually hidden, is ninth. I mean, obviously it's backwards, but that was my 12th tattoo. So I thought I'd commemorate the occasion.
I just realised as well, the only word I have tattooed on me is fuck.
Yeah.
The first word I get tattooed on me, fuck. I have 12 now. I think we both have 12, don't we?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. I've got the first one, the ants, the light bulb, Manny Heffley, the ghost.
The ghost is
the
so cool.
Skeleton hand holding the match, Kirby with a knife. Fuck. We have the bird.
Oh, look at that.
The knife, the moths, and the snake.
That's
and then the one that I will not
viewership
be able to...
of Bentley Talks. They just wanted to see that this whole time.
My chest hole. I can't get the 12th one out because it's on my leg and I'm not pulling up.
No,
pulling them down. Mm. I might, though, once we stop recording.
Mm.
I love tattoos. Tattoos mean a lot.
Tattoos are sick.
Lots of people keep saying, you're going to regret them one day. My answer is always the same. I might.
But right
and
now,
that's
I
it.
Don't. Yeah. Well, I think I'd
say I might, but that's not me. I live now, not then.
Yeah, and also. Or, oh, do you know what tattoo I fucking forgot, bro? Ah, bloody BMO.
Oh, the BMO.
The BMO fucking tattoo, dude.
That
Hell
one, yeah.
Arguably, that one means fuck all. Like, I just like Adventure Time and I like skating and I don't really skate anymore because I'm a boring cunt. And then a lot of Adventure Time.
I like a lot of other, like, my friend's tattoos as well. A friend of mine, Kez, has got two very good tattoos that I like. He has more than that, but he's got one of the, I think it's Ra, the Egyptian god, but he's wearing little Nike socks. He's got a little Nike swoosh on some socks.
I feel like I'm going to know the other one you're going to say.
He's got hummus.
Yeah,
on
yeah,
on
okay.
His leg.
I was just double checking that I knew who Kez was. Yeah, yeah, he's got. He showed me the.
Oh yeah, you've met Kez. Yeah, I love them. A friend of mine the other day from Bournemouth.
Ooh, wait, before
got
before,
a tattoo.
Wait, before you say that, with the hummus one, with his spelling, is that how you'd spell?
Yes,
hummus?
There's two spellings for hummus, because there was controversy about this.
Yeah.
You spell hummus two different ways.
Yeah.
There's H-O-U-M-U-S.
Yeah. Which is
and
how
then
I
spell it. There's H-U-M-M-U-S.
Yeah, which is how he's
and
got it.
And he's got the second one.
Yeah.
Honestly, until that controversy came up, I didn't know. Didn't really care. Either way, he's got hummus on his leg.
I just thought, yeah, it's still funny. Like, we all know what hummus
is. It is so good.
I don't care how it's spelt.
Yep. It's brilliant.
This Bailey's is going down fucking tidy, bro.
Is it? I need to crack open a beer because I have, unfortunately, finished my Gordon's. This episode's a lot longer than we planned, isn't it?
I don't care, bro. I like the chat.
No, I kind of like it. Kind of like
it's
it.
It's Christmas.
We're mentioning a lot of people here because
yeah, everyone's getting like
Christmas,
mini shout-outs.
You be together.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know what? You know what else? I would love it. This, I mean, obviously, they won't get the message unless we tell them directly after we record. But it would be nice if people could get on Discord when they have a free moment just to, like, have Christmas as a group, you know? I feel like there's been so much build-up and we just haven't been able to see each other as much
yeah.
as we wanted to.
And I think not only to celebrate a bit of Christmas and enjoy some time together, but also to give thanks to everyone, because I want to say thank you to everyone that I've sort of really spoken to this year. Old friends, lots of new friends, everyone that, I mean, I met you properly in April.
Yeah.
Everyone in that group, big thank you to all them, because this year that hasn't been great has been made better by you lot.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there is a lot of thanks for just our friendship group in general. Like, like it's kind of a meme that we're all, like, in a group together anyway. Because, like, a lot of them is, like, from groups that have been, like, they went to school together. Like, you knew Dan. Like,
I knew Barney.
Yeah, like, I only met, like, everyone through, from, like, college onwards. So, like, Elliot, Andy, Barney, Dan. And then everyone from there is just kind of, like, spiraled out to this big fucking umbrella of people. And it's, like, not even funny, like, how much we as a group support each other. Like, we take the piss, but we actually probably go harder than any other friendship group does when it comes to support for
other people. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not, like, I've been in other friend groups. I'm not shitting on my old friends groups.
No, yeah.
They support, I love them, I message them all the time. But this group is on another level. Mm. Like, the support, Neve, I would say, is the big one. Neve pops up regularly. I think I've got a message here from her, and I can guarantee it's, are you okay? Is everything all right? Stay hydrated. Wear your SPF.
Do you know what? Like, that is so funny, because I have always said from the get-go, whenever I was talking about this group, Neve is always a name I mention, because Neve is like such an angel of the group. She really does make sure that everyone is cared for, like, regardless of how well she may know you or not, or know your situation. She will fucking message you and be like, hope you're okay, hope you're having a
drink some water,
make sure to stay hydrated, wear your SPF. It's just lovely. It really is. There's so many, honestly, our group is fucking
everyone though.
Yeah,
everyone even if they're not directly checking in, if they're not saying, are you okay, how are things? Like Simon doesn't do that. Simon doesn't come in and go, hello, how are you? He comes in and he just is positive and funny, and that is him making you better. Like, just now on CS,
yeah,
he's coming out with.
Simon and Neve are a combination to be reckoned with.
Yeah.
Like, Simon, as you said, like, he doesn't necessarily, like, he doesn't go, like, take you to the side and go, like, is everything okay? You know, but he will somehow just, if you're there, if you're in Discord, we're all, say it's you, me, we're chatting, we're playing COD, you know, and you're just feeling a bit down, you haven't told me anything, you're just feeling a bit down, you're just playing COD, you're just talking to me, it's fine, Simon comes in with this fucking energy out of nowhere, and he will just, like, immediately lift spirits, even if he doesn't mean to, he will just immediately bring everyone up to this level of, like, let's fucking go.
And he's
go.
Wise. He is
yeah,
wise.
Yeah, it's kind of strange how wise he is.
Last night on Discord, he was talking to Andy about progressing and switching things up and making his life better. And I was playing COD at the time, so I was sort of not fully listening. But every time I did tune in, I could hear him spitting, like, wisdom. Like, Andy, you need to set up a schedule. Do this, do this, do this.
Yeah.
And it was brilliant.
I'm just going to... Do you know what? I'm actually just going to open the chat the bonks will check. Because I think we could talk about nearly every single person. I'll pick some at random. We aren't going to talk about everyone because there's like 24 of us. But...
sorry to interrupt. When I said that Neve messaged me, hello, are you okay? I didn't see you left Discord. Heh heh. There you go. Point proven. Neve is checking if we're okay.
What a goddamn angel. Ah, George. I just saw George's name.
George is like a hero. He checks on me all the time.
George is low-key.
We've had a bit of a cry together many, many times, just making sure each other are fine.
I love how me and George became friends. Honestly, it's such a good story, but like I don't feel like it's a story to just broadcast out. But bottom line is, like, I love the way that me and George became mates, because like I always thought we were mates before, and then there was a situation that occurred, and he was like, I didn't realize we were mates, and then if anything, it just made us better mates, which is just fantastic. And as you said, he fucking constantly checks up. He just like will FaceTime me. He'll FaceTime me randomly just to talk about fucking, I don't know, Assassin's Creed if he's playing it. Or he'll just talk about like the fucking game he's playing or just something.
His timing is always perfect. Just when you need a little bit of comfort, George comes. It's like, doo-ding, there he is.
Yeah, and the thing is, like, if he calls me, like, at a bad time, not that, like, he ever has called me at, like, a proper horrible time, but, like, if I'm doing something, like, I don't feel obligated to answer, but, like, there is this element of, like, I would want to answer him anyway because it's kind of funny the fact that he would call me at a time which I'm, like, shopping, and I'm in Lidl on FaceTime to George, and he's just, like, telling me about what him and Caitlin are up to, and I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to shop for my week. And he's like, oh, just, you know, what do you think of Crash Bandicoot? And I'm like, man, you know, I think it's good. I think it's a good game. I never really got into it. And he's like, oh, I was just wondering. And then I was like, he was like, oh, yeah, I'll leave you to it. And I'm like, cheers, man. And I fucking like end the call in fucking Lidl.
You sort of go, that was weird, but that was really nice.
It was weird, but like, wouldn't have it any other way. Wouldn't want him calling me at a normal time. I'd rather he call me at like the other day. After the fight, we need to do another Mandalorian episode.
We do. Yeah.
Anyway, after the
special
last
special guest episode, Aaron,
special guest Aaron as well. We will get Aaron as well. You guys will just fucking nerd out. I won't get to be involved.
No, what? Finn, you can sit there and get taught, get humbled,
get humbled. I'm not. The thing is, I won't even be humbled because it's not like I think I know a lot, and then coming in with all the knowledge.
It'll be a learning episode, and that will be. We'll play to your strengths and we'll talk about cinematography.
Yeah, I can talk about
the nitty-gritties.
You can talk about the Easter eggies. Anyway.
Yes. True.
Like,
sorry,
we're
Kyle.
Talking of fucking when George calls us, like, the other night when fucking the final episode came out, and I was in bed, like, I was fucking ready to sleep, like, lights off, like, music was playing, like, lo-fi playing. Fucking my bed just starts vibrating. It's like, I'm like, what the fuck? Who the fuck is calling me? It's fucking George.
he calls me
like fucking face right up to the camera. He's like, you seen the latest Mandalorian? And I'm like, yeah, I did. Yeah. Have you seen it? He's like, yeah, no spoilers though. Caitlin's about to watch it. And I'm like, so why are you calling me now? He's like, I just wanted to know what you thought about everything. And I'm like, yeah, it was cool, it was nice. And he's like, yeah, me too. And I'm like, did you watch the end credit scene? He's like, nah, what? And I'm like, yeah, go to the end. Anyway, we can't talk about it now, so I'll speak to you tomorrow when
it's so chaotic. We said this, like, George is chaotic.
He really is. He is such an agent of chaos. We have a few agents of chaos in our group, which honestly, I'd die for them every single
Rob
Simon.
Simon. Out. Rob and Simon. Mac.
Mac is a bit of
and George. Mac, yeah, Mac, just, Mac has done some distasteful things.
The thing with George... No, I think... I don't know. The thing with Simon is he is just, like, unbelievably unpredictable. Like, you don't know
But positive chaos.
Yeah, like, he is definitely... Oh, it's a mix, though. It's a mix. Like, I think somehow Simon snags chaotic neutral, because he, like, sometimes chaotic good, and then sometimes he does things just to see a reaction out of everyone.
I still go to positive good, though, like positive chaos, because he even though whatever he's done will annoy someone, at the end of it, he gets a laugh, like Neve's chonkle. Neve was getting a bit heated about her chonkle or chonky ankles, which she doesn't have. Let's make that clear.
Yeah, let's just clear
but
that
up. But at the end, she was still laughing.
I think, what was the other thing? What was the other thing when we were playing bloody... when someone was like, say blowfish.
Oh yeah, blowfish.
And then she would say it and he'd just go, yeah, it's funny. He just, oh, honestly, I love
it.
So
it is great.
Our group is to die for. I wouldn't have it any other way. It's kind of, doesn't it, isn't it a special feeling when you just kind of like, you're just brought into it? Like, I've told this story so many times, but like when the group was like, kind of like first, kind of figuring out like who was part of it or whatever, like it was, I specifically remember being at one of Andy's parties like in early August of fucking last year, and you know, we all, there was like loads of us there, we're all getting on, it was like a big vibe, like we're all having fun, all smiling, we were like, ah, it's where I met Will for the first time, me and Elliot met Will, and Will was like, oh, you guys are like pretty cool, and we're like, ah, yeah, man, you seem pretty fucking cool as well. Like, we had no idea who you were, and here you are, and you're a fucking cool guy. Party ends, whatever, end of August, right? Another party comes up, and we see Will there. We're like, hey, man, how's it going? He's like, oh, hey, guys, you know, how have you guys been? Like, fucking classic Will, just like...
hey, man, how you doing?
can I pinch a bit of your backy? You know, any of that shit. And I remember it was like really late on in the eve. It was probably like, I say really late on, it was like half 11. It's like half 11, we're outside, Elliot and Will having a smoke, and Will just goes like, oh, it's really nice that you guys have kind of like, you kind of like accepted me into your clique. And Will, me and Elliot just like fucking looked at each other, we're like, what fucking clique? What do you mean? You're a part, what do you mean? Like, you're a part of it. You're here. Like, you're here with everyone. And he's like, oh, I don't know. Just like, I feel like an outsider, like, in the group. We're like, we didn't even know there was a group. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Then less than a week later, the group chat was made. And there you go.
Bloody heck.
It's a wild, wild story. People getting added.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Some people.
Let's do a History of Bonksaw episode.
We got to bring in some experts though. You got to
bring
in.
We can have a few guests.
I think. Oh god, I don't know how the fuck we're gonna work that out recording wise.
We can, maybe we don't do that. But maybe we can
have
try.
We can have two guests max. Like as far as I'm aware, we can have two people.
But Andy, because he made the group chat, and that's more views for us. And
is it though?
No, because he won't put it on his story. Who do we like more? Dan. Dan hasn't got a chance yet. And then Neve was probably one of the good ones, I would say. Mm.
Definitely.
I really need a wee.
Every single time. Go for a piss.
I'm going for a piss.
You know what? I'll go for a piss as well.
Let's go for a piss together. Do you want to film it in sword fight?
We're not allowed in the same house, brother. Right.
Not in the same house? But we can pretend.
No. I'll see you in a
second. Okay.
I'm your host, Finley. We are going to wait here for Ben. We have been going for about 50 odd minutes, but you know what, I'm going to see what he says, and then we'll bring up one last topic. I think that's a great idea. Alcohol. God, what a riot. Hey, look, there he is. There he is. How are you doing? Feeling refreshed, I hope.
Yes, one sec.
Can I leave that one in? Sec.
Huh?
Can I leave this in?
Go on then.
Cool. Chris, stop. I don't like it, to be honest. I know we've been going for about 50 odd minutes, Ben, but I do actually want one last topic that I'm just going to bring up.
Yep.
You know what? I don't even care how long it goes on. If you have something to say, I'd rather you just bring it up now. I think.
Okay. Like, fuck you, man.
Ben. I'm being deadly serious. Like, even if this, even if this turns out to be like a 2-3 hour long thing, that'd be fucking amazing.
it's more it for those that want it. This is a longer episode.
Yeah, right. So the topic that I want to talk about is Jake Paul's and Conor McGregor thing. Because he, like, the thing is, I don't fuck with Jake Paul. I never have. I never thought he was like even close to a redeemable person. Logan, he was a piece of shit.
Yep.
For like a long time. And then
now he's evolved.
He's evolved. He's still, you know, he's still like a bit cunty, but like for the most part, he's kind of got shit under control. He's like avoided controversies. Podcast is really good. Good for him.
It is really good.
Yeah. So
his content on his main channel is really entertaining. It's a similar feel to like David Dobrik. You watch it, it is short but action packed.
Yeah, it's just
you watch it and you want more.
Yeah. So
like, I respect him now.
Yeah, but Jake Paul, no, never have.
No. There's only one time I've respected him was in that interview recently where they said about knocking out a black guy is racist.
And what did he say to that?
He was like, no, it's a stupid question. It's a sport. Which is absolutely
right. To be
right.
I agree with him. If he answered that any other way, that would have been ridiculous. That's on the interviewer being a piece of
shit. She was black and she was just trying to get
She was trying to
something
go, like,
to start off another
like
riot.
He's an idiot, but he can't be that much of an idiot to then make a fight. Anyway, so we all know that Logan has confirmed a fight with Floyd Mayweather, right?
Yes.
Who is like one of the best boxers of all time, you know, undefeated or whatever.
Yep.
Incredible. Jake Paul is obviously fucking challenged Conor McGregor because, I don't know, he wants to die, I guess. And I get that it's in a boxing ring, and I get that Conor McGregor lost to Floyd Mayweather. But they were talking about this on Logan Paul's podcast, right? And I want your opinion of it, because I actually agree with Logan, right? I think going up against Conor McGregor is a worse idea than going up against Floyd Mayweather.
I saw the same episode. Yes. Yeah. Was it Mike Malak that stated, Conor McGregor is a killer.
Okay.
He is not doing it just for sport. He does it for his enjoyment.
Yeah, like, Conor McGregor is a fucking nutcase. Like, I love it. I think he is just fucking incredible. He is, like...
Yeah.
And I like Logan's points with it as well, because it was like, Conor is active. Like, he is currently still an active fighter. You know, he still goes to the gym. Well, I mean, not that Floyd doesn't, but like, he still goes to the gym. He still fucking goes for it. Like, he still does. He's still a fucking maniac, right? Whereas Floyd Mayweather, he was retired. He came out of retirement to fight Conor and won. So you can argue, Logan's in a bit of a bother because Floyd is still fucking good. But Logan's like, the thing I said,
Logan's in his prime right now, realistically, body wise, with a bit more training.
I think Logan's just unlucky. I feel like, you know what? Like, I love KSI, obviously British. Yeah. Like, I do have to side with KSI, but I fully expected Logan to win. He's got the reach.
He's got
the height. He's fucking built like a, you know, he's fucking ruthless, Logan. But
they both have an ego, but KSI won because his ego was slightly smaller.
In comparison,
Logan representing the country of USA, the patriotic, giant COVID riddled country.
Not that we aren't COVID riddled.
No, but
yeah,
Biden riddled, I guess. I think it wasn't a battle between skill; it was a battle between the egos. And KSI had a smaller ego, so he won.
And I think that's the thing. Cause
Logan
still
has skill.
At the press conferences, you could tell Logan was like. I mean, the thing is, he didn't win, like, the English one, because obviously, us English people, us Brits, we're fucking whack. Like, people are lobbing, like, paint and buckets.
The British are violent and vicious.
So,
and you can't dispute that.
Yeah, but...
But we're great, we're better.
But being said, Logan was definitely, like, performing when it came to the press conferences, whereas KSI was just kind of like, he was just like, I just want to fight you. That's all I want to do, you know. And then when it came to it, obviously KSI just fucking did it, because I think he just has like a better mentality in front of a crowd, whereas Logan feels like he's like more performing to the crowd, whereas KSI was just like,
KSI had already overcome being in front of people with his music career, doing live events. But I, yeah, but saying I that, saw though, him in, Logan, I've met obviously... him in person. I've got a picture with him. Him in front of people is calm and controlled. And I think he'd already learned how to control that by the time the fight came around. Whereas Logan being someone that hadn't done like any performances or anything like that.
But I think Logan did though, because he had like millions upon millions of followers. Like he knows what it's like to perform to a crowd. You know, and when he had like, not a meetup, I think it was a meetup, I think it was in like Dubai or something. He had like thousands of kids in a huge crowd, and he was just like on stage, just like doing his thing, because he like knows what it's like to perform to that many people. But I think it's like in a different way, because KSI is a bit more, I don't know what the word is, like not homegrown, because obviously Logan, it's not like he fucking went anywhere else, but KSI just has this kind of like, humbleness about him where like even though he does like will occasionally flaunt something, he knows like when it comes down to it he isn't there to show off, he's just kind of being himself, you know, whereas Logan Paul is kind of a bit like, look at me, I'm the greatest, you know. Even he starts off his podcast with, this is the greatest podcast in the world, when it's not.
Yeah,
it's just not. He's like,
it's good. It's don't good, get me wrong,
but it's not the best. It's not the best. And it's not rated. The
I would
best.
Argue that Joe Rogan's is the best.
Yeah, and that's a different.
Or the H3H3 podcast.
I don't like the H. I think H3 fell.
Or Benly Talks.
What about Tiny Meat Gang?
Tiny Meat Gang. Yeah, definitely.
I fucking love their podcast.
They're brilliant. They're so.
I can't believe I'm this late to watching Cody Ko and Noel.
Really?
I'm sorry. Yeah,
I was late as well, but I was about a year ago. I mean, me and my brother had started making a song from cutting up a Cody Ko video and using like mostly Noel Miller. We took, you know, the Ajit Pai, that's cringe video. We took a load of snippets from that and started making a song.
Dude, Tiny Meat Gang, they're like my fucking inspiration, because they are so, I love them. They are so funny together.
They like, have very British humor as well.
They have, yeah, honestly, that whole fucking, like, I say act is just so good. Like, it's...
their brand.
Yeah, it's just unmatched. It's just unmatched. Like, them doing drunk baking, them doing tarot card readings, it's one of the funniest fucking videos I've ever seen, because they are just so good together. They just riff off one another. They know what kind of, like, what level each other is on. It's fucking, oh, it's so good. Honestly, I aspire to be like Tiny Meat Gang. I mean, minus the music. I don't want to make music, but
yeah, I'm not a fan of the music.
But their comedy and I love their YouTube whole... stuff is just fucking unbelievable.
Yes, I like it a lot.
Benly Talks, though.
Yeah.
I think more people should listen on Spotify, honestly.
Yep.
I think YouTube's great. I think YouTube's great for like knowing who we are. But realistically, I think you get a better viewing. You get like a better experience if you do it through Spotify.
More intimate on Spotify, isn't it?
I think
so. You get
so,
more
yeah.
of a like a, I don't know, because it's with YouTube most of the time you can have it on your phone. You're just sat there watching and listening as if we're talking to you. But when you've got it on Spotify, it is in your ears. Because you're not going to put a podcast for a speaker, realistically. You're going to have headphones on. And when we're talking directly into your ears, it feels more personal, more connected.
Yeah.
And I feel like the way we talk, we're like, obviously we're quite personal with each other. But
yeah, but it's like a very conversational kind of like talk rather than like a...
Nice and chilled.
Yeah. Nice and chilled. I like it. Like, I like listening to our podcast, like, on Spotify.
Yeah,
because of that very reason, like, just in the ears, it's just, like, conversations just, like, back and forth. It's nice. It's really nice.
Gay.
Ah, God, this fucking spot, dude. I can just see it there.
Where is it? On your skull?
Mate. It's right there. Look at that.
I can't see it.
Can
can't
you not?
See it.
Well, nah. On my recording, you can, because it's fucking high def. Oh, God. Yeah. Anyway.
I think, even now, you're in a higher def than I am on my own camera.
That doesn't...
Mine's so grainy.
No. Yours... Well, yours is grainy because there's not enough light in your room, you goom. Goomba.
I could have done this the whole time.
I fucking hate you.
I didn't want to have the light on, though, because now look at it. I just look small.
Looks a bit clinical, to be honest.
Today we're going to be playing Surgeon Simulator. We need to play that again.
We do need to play that.
Surgeon one. Simulator.
Oh, yeah, Neve's got a computer now. So, yeah. So, yeah. Let's fucking. We should do that.
Yes.
After this episode, we'll tell Elliot and we'll try and remember another day.
That sounds pog. I don't like sitting here with my light on. It feels weird.
Shall I? Nah, I won't change it. Just out of continuity's sake. It's very purple in my room. I mean, it doesn't look very purple, to be honest.
Kinda.
But it is very pinky purple.
There's a hint of violet.
A hint of violet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. My geckos can say hi.
What are you going to do for New Year's? Because New Year's is a bit fucked as well.
Yeah, because they review it on the 30th, don't they?
Oh, shit. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they review lockdown on the 30th, but they're not going. Yeah, they're not going to open it up on the 30th, just ready for New Year's, are they? Mm. So realistically, New Year's is right off. I'm not working.
Nice.
So I feel like a Discord one.
Yeah, I think we're all coming on Discord.
I mean, what else is there to do? We'll try and get a wider audience as well. Like, try and grab some of my friends that I would have seen normally at New Year's.
Yeah, get them on Discord. Honestly,
get them all on the Minecraft server, and we'll all go to the casino that I'll finally finish.
Yeah.
Sick.
We could do that.
Still, I'm fucking finished it.
I'm sorry, dude.
It's such a big project. I really did not think it would take almost 4 weeks now to finish this thing.
I'm fucking drunk, mate.
So am I.
I've been drinking since, like, not even like half one.
I think I started about half four.
Although, I mean, I can't get my words out. I was going to say, to be fair, I think it was only like four beers from half one until now, which is like five, six hours.
Hmm.
But then I hit the Baileys, and the Baileys was hitting different, not going to lie.
I can't remember the last time I had Baileys.
Well,
long time ago.
The thing is, I tried to make eggnog earlier this week, but I don't know how to make eggnog. So, like, the recipe I followed, it just
What is it even? Is egg is even
yeah,
in
eggs
it?
In it. Egg
right,
is
raw
in
egg.
It. Yes. Yeah, it is.
Well, otherwise it'd be scrambled egg.
Yeah,
you don't want scrambled egg
cooked egg. It'd be like
Baileys.
Solid if you fucking cooked egg. So
yeah, you have lumpy Baileys.
Well, that's the
we
thing.
We need
right?
to try that.
So
with a bit of maple syrup.
My sister being a baker, she's not a baker at all, but she has baked many things.
In she's got cake. Ah, oh.
No, no, no. There is,
that's
there
in,
is a plethora of reasons of why that joke does not work.
That is in retaliation to you saying the joke about my dad last week.
True, your dad did come in your mum.
Your sister's got cake.
My sister is 15 years old, Ben.
Oh,
yeah.
She's got no cake whatsoever.
I need you to stop talking.
for the comedy's sake, your brother's got cake.
Okay, that's fine. Oh, no.
I'm not homosexual.
But it's okay if you are.
No, it's not. But it's okay if anyone else is.
Why is it not okay if you are, though?
Because that would be lying to myself.
Ah, shit. Nice. You made that.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
if I said I was gay, that's me being insecure and saying, oh, I'm just gay because...
This is
it.
Such
Finn
an odd...
So.
This is an odd conversation.
Yeah, this has gone... It's funny. This is Christmas related.
It is Christmas related. Do you know
Christmas
what?
Is gay.
It is a little bit.
It is a bit gay. Gay means happy. As we all used to say back in the days. Oh, you call me gay? You call me happy? Gay means happy.
Oh.
I know you are, but what am I?
Oh, yes. I'm made of rubber and you're made of glue, so everything that you say bounces off of me and sticks to you.
Well, I think my creative juices have stopped flowing. Would you say so?
No. They're still going.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
Imagine, like, whenever we accidentally say that, it just cuts the episode off.
Yeah,
like,
no, we have. If anyone says fair enough, that's it. Game over. I mean, honestly, if we abide by, let's abide by that law. Fair enough.
Oh.
Oh.
That's kind of sad. I feel like we should do like a proper goodbye if we're gonna do. If we're gonna do a goodbye. We will call it.
Thank you for listening for all the way through 2020 because we weren't just started 2 months ago.
Yeah. But you know what?
I would say thank you for the growth, but there's been none.
It's been a bit of a decline, if anything. Anyway, honestly, we're gonna keep doing this, Ben.
Yeah.
Like, it honestly brings me a lot of joy doing it.
Not doing it for growth, I'm doing it for happiness. Yeah. God knows I need it.
So, you know, again, fucking just follow us on Twitter, Instagram, subscribe to the channel, follow us on
the Instagram is run by me mainly.
Yeah.
And it is Pog.
I'll link the Spotify stuff in the chat if, like, for whatever reason you want to go there, because it's easier to listen to podcasts. It's just better to listen to podcasts there. So do that. Fucking.
And you can support Anchor, who supply
our podcast. Yeah, true. Yeah, so I'm going to continue drinking.
I'll edit this too.
I'll edit this tomorrow rather than.
Yep. That is smart.
Cheers, Aaron. Go follow everything. Subscribe.
Yep.
Etc.
Big thanks.
See you later, Ben.
Have a good Christmas.
Have a good Christmas. Have a good New Year, because we won't have another episode before New Year, I don't think.
I think there's one thing left to say, isn't there?
Yeah, we definitely. Yeah. Fair enough.
See you around.
See you around.